You all can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. I think just now the nature was very quiet, very still. So most of you all must have some good moments of awareness within. Then as the awareness develop and stabilize, you become very different. You do awareness-based meditation, your height, your forehead here, very light one, very clear one. No movement, not much movement or agitation. You can start to feel that your forehead there, less problem, less sankhara, less tightness, because you relax and let things be. If everything you let things be like you are dead, your mind settle down very fast. Then experience that depth of silence or tranquility, stillness. Especially tomorrow onward, when we go into the more intense type of schedule, where you will have more time to meditate. That's why I want to rush all this, is because tomorrow we are going to have less time for that. Then I have the taking of the Bodhisattva vow tomorrow. Then second last day is, I think, mostly sharing only for the first two sessions, morning and afternoon. I think towards the end, we will have our preliminary closing on the second last day, where we will not share anymore, but we will do the closing preliminary. Then we give you the account and let you have an idea of how much we are going to donate to Sampo Temple. This year, based on what we estimate, I think Brother Song, our treasurer, has discussed with me, I think we can actually come up with 15,000 ringgit to donate to the temple. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Well, last year we increased from 10 to 12. But this year we intend to offer and donate more, because we receive quite a lot of fund, and Kayanimitta Fund also donate quite a lot. So because of that, this year I think at least we can do something wholesome on behalf of all Kayanimitta, and you all should rejoice. We are here. Very conducive, very conducive. Then I had a message from Sister Alicia. Today, Fatan Sufu cooked the lunch very early. So he said, make sure you 12:15 reach down there. So I will end 12:10. I still got time here. Just now I purposely cut short. I think before 1 o'clock. Okay. So anybody wants to ask any question or report any meditation or share anything, you just raise your hand. They will pass you the mic. Anybody? Again, very shy. Okay, never mind. We continue from our sharing. Maya? We still got 7 to 8 minutes. Page 166.
2.1. The Dhamma are only word, concepts, and skillful means. Ultimate Nirvana. When you have wisdom, you do not cling to the Dhamma. The Dhamma are only words, concept, and skillful means pointing towards the truth, as likened to the finger pointing to the moon. The commentary said, the mind of the past cannot be attained, the mind of the future cannot be attained, and the mind of the present moment also cannot be attained. This English translation by the commentary is not so clear as compared to the Mandarin version. In the Mandarin, it is Guo Qi Si Bu Ke De, meaning the mind of the past is already gone, so it is no more a reality, i.e., you cannot hold on to it or have it anymore. Similarly, The future has yet to come, so it is also not a reality. The moment is the only reality in life, and moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? Are you mindful of the moment truly living life, or are you too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life so heedless, so much so you totally miss out on life? To be with the moment, to experience all of the wonders and beauty of life without any fear, worry, anxiety, is truly living life. The present moment may be the highest in life, but in order to transcend life, one must also transcend even the moment. This is because the moment passes by so fast, and it is also not a reality in that sense. That is, split second, it is dead and gone. This moment, then the next moment, and the next moment. Only a stream of unending moments of thoughts, rising and falling. See this clearly and free your mind. Only consciousness and thoughts arising and passing away, implying it is nothing substantial and not so real. This is the reason why the Buddha said, mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief, and when mind arises, everything comes to be, and mind make a day. So if one acts, speaks, and thinks with a heedless or unwholesome mind, that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, suffering will follow one like the wheel that follows the hoof. Here, hence, the reason why the Surangama Sutra states that perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. The first seeing refers to mundane seeing via the condition arising mundane mind, whereas the second seeing refers to the direct seeing via the true mind, which is beyond thought and beyond mind, the mundane mind. When cultivating the Buddha Dhamma, one must be diligent to do it continuously, with full determination, in order to be successful, and one must not be complacent. A good analogy is of the primitive man making a fire by rubbing a stick against the rock to spark off the fire. One must not stop halfway before the spark can trigger off the fire. Hence, heedfulness must be stabilized and sustained until one is ever mindful.
So this one is a good reminder. If like the primitive man, you want to make the fire, you spin the wood to create the friction to get the spark. Before the spark comes, you stop. Then you keep on repeating, wasting your time. But if your mindfulness can stabilize and sustain itself to develop apamada, then it's like the continuous sustenance develop the spark. Once the spark comes, you know what happened. Like there is a light. Then it awakens you, understand not? So that spark is very important. So don't be like complacent. Oh, I think I got it already. You have a glimpse and you have some form of clarity, calmness, good beginning. But don't be complacent. Continue, develop the faith, develop the sadha, and continue to build it up. Then the other thing that I want to explain more is, just now we just stop and it's only a thought, isn't it? So I tell you, Noble Eightfold Path, the Buddha's solution is, develop the right view leading to right thought. That's why you shouldn't create wrong thought. Otherwise, suffering arises. So if you do this, you will be safe. Otherwise, I add in the word otherwise, then you are doomed. You will have problem. Then now we better understand this. This thought is just like a tool, T-O-O-L. You know what is a tool? Help you to do things, like a knife. Knife. If the user know how to use the knife, then knife can be very useful. Right? You use it for what? Cut vegetable, chop thing, shape thing, or do whatever you want with that knife. But you don't foolishly go and use it to cut yourself, harm yourself, and hurt others. You understand, huh? It's a knife. So similarly, your thought is also a tool. If you deludedly think the wrong thought, means you are hurting yourself, right? Harming yourself, becoming depressed, develop insomnia, all those things, right? Then you create the wrong thought with the evil root of hatred, jealousy, violent emotion, fear, worry, anxiety. Means you are using that thought to harm yourself and harm others. Do you understand? It's like using the knife to cut yourself. No different. So see it. Except this thought, like I tell you, is not red hot, doesn't burn you physically. But mentally, you have been tormented, and yet you don't know. That's why the Buddha said the first noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. When you understand this is suffering, don't go near. Don't touch it. That's why the Buddha said the five aggregates, they are burning. Understand? So if you know they are burning, they torment you, understand? And harm you, hurt you, burn you. So wake up. So do not go near means don't attach, don't cling, don't grasp, understand? Don't hold on to the floor. That is just a reality. Accept it. Finish. Then with a clarity of mind, ask yourself, what happened? How can I resolve this amicably? Follow Noble Eightfold Path. Understand? Whatever that doesn't have Noble Eightfold Path cannot solve your problem. All your psychological problem or the first Noble Truth reality need Noble Eightfold Path. That's why this is the path to the end of all suffering, the fourth Noble Truth. Understand? Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we go. Pay your respect, then mindfully go for your lunch.